With Montana News, I'm Josh Burnham. The COVID-19 pandemic has led to shortages of everything from toilet paper to cars. Now, the American Red Cross and Montana hospitals say they're experiencing a major shortage of blood donations. MTPR's Aaron Bolton has more.
All right, give me those few good squeezes and hold tight on three.
31-year-old Tessa Burns is getting ready to donate blood at an American Red Cross drive in Columbia Falls.
I have O positive, so it's really good blood to give to people as much as
Burns says donating blood makes her feel good about helping those in need. But there have been fewer donors like Burns showing up at blood drives since the pandemic started. So says American Red Cross of Montana and Idaho spokesperson Matt Oxner.
You know, we're seeing our worst blood shortage in over a decade, and that means hospitals are having to make, you know, truly difficult decisions when it comes to patient care.
Oxner says the pandemic has led to staffing problems for the Red Cross, canceled blood drives, and fewer people coming in to donate. The American Red Cross says the decline in donations has translated into about a quarter of the demand for blood products from hospitals not being met. Donated blood is used for everything from saving trauma patients to those with cancer who need regular transfusions. Providence St. Patrick Hospital Chief Nursing Officer Beth Hawk says her staff are rationing blood products because of the limited supply.
St. Pat's physicians do a fabulous job of controlling who gets blood. But the real concern is will we run out?
If the hospital does run out of a particular type of blood or transfusion product, it can call the local Red Cross blood bank if they have additional supplies. But turnaround can take hours. The other backup supply option is in Great Falls, about 8 hours away. Hawk says the hospital has come close to running out a few times.
We've had some close calls because of trauma and surgeries. What will happen if that occurs is you have to stop surgeries.
Other Montana hospital systems like St. Peter's Health and Helena say the current supply shortage hasn't adversely impacted patient care, and the hospital is taking steps to conserve supplies. Billings Clinic says it's also watching its supply closely during the shortage. Akeen Demahan with the American Hospital Association says many hospitals across the country are considering whether they can keep performing elective procedures with the current blood supply, and it's unclear when things could improve.
It's an incredibly precious resource and not one that lasts very long. And so it is sensitive to disruptions in supply.
He says getting the word out about the ongoing shortage is a good first step to bringing more donors back in.
All right, you're cruising, over 100%.
Nice.
Back in Columbia Falls, Tessa Burns hopes to be a part of the solution.
So in about another 8 weeks, I'll do it again, probably so, because you have to do it.
The Red Cross and hospitals hope more people will do the same. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.